Welcome to the Knee Pain Guru podcast series. My name is Bill Paravano, the Knee Pain Guru. And each week in this podcast series, we go over questions you have about your chronic knee pain. Now, I'll be sure to cover all bases here. This information on this podcast is not to be construed as medical advice. This is information that has helped both myself and countless individuals over the past 10 or so years. If you do have questions about the information set forth here in this podcast, check with your licensed healthcare professional and they should be able to help you out with that. So we got some great questions here this week. Let me get those up here in just a second. I had an interesting story. I was speaking with my wife the other day, and she had gone into work. And for those of you that don't know, my wife is an anesthesiologist, so she is in the room where when they have surgeries. And consequently, what happens is she's there for many of the knee replacements that do take place. So she was telling me the other day that she went in and they were going to knock out in one day 4 knee surgeries. And as you probably well know and are familiar with, those knee surgeries go into the tens of thousands of dollars. So for them to be able to crank out 4 in a day, now that's one doctor and that's one operating room, is able to crank out 4 knee replacement surgeries in a day. That is just some phenomenal amount of knee surgeries that would take place in multiple operating rooms by multiple surgeons in multiple hospitals throughout the United States and as well as throughout the world. So it's something that to take into consideration when looking at what's going on with your knee pain as to how you're going to address this, how you're looking at dealing with your chronic knee pain, because what happens is it doesn't get better. You need to address it. You need to look at those 5 areas that I consequently talk about: the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And if you don't look at those 5 areas, well, the surgeons are ready for you. And it's not a pretty sight. They have to, I mean, they're getting more advanced techniques now. However, basically, they cut off the head of your bone and have to drill down the length of your bone in order to put that new knee joint in there. And it's just a very, very brutal procedure, as well as it's very difficult, the rehab of it. And the really sad part about it is it's not addressing what was going on. It's just putting a Band-Aid over it. The knee may not hurt anymore like it did. However, the tension that the knee was holding on to, that the knee joint was compensating for, is now dispersed through the rest of the structure. And I've seen it many times before. As far as people who get one knee replaced, and invariably within the next couple years, they're looking at another knee being replaced. So it's one of those things that, you know, it's you either address what's going on, or it's going to continue. You know, parts are going to start falling off one at a time. And I'm not laughing. It's a nervous laugh that I have right now, because it's one of those things that doesn't have to be that way. We can change some simple things in our lives. There's some simple things you can do looking at the joint specifically as to how we can reverse that process, how you can create the conditions to making you getting out of knee pain inevitable. And if the joint doesn't hurt, odds are it's improving. And that is part of what the main piece I look at is how the nervous system is affected. Your proprioceptive nervous system, which is a fancy word for saying where you are in time and space, your balance, your equilibrium. That's your proprioceptors. And when that gets tweaked, when your body is tensing up to protect itself from a perceived injury or a threat or a trauma or a slip and fall in the ice, whatever that case may be, you're looking at a situation where the body is compensating to protect itself from being injured further. This is functional for that injury or that stressful time or whatever you're experiencing. However, it's dysfunctional for you to go back into your life and try to function without the pain. And it's a very simple process that you go through. First of all, we need to look at water. We need to look at making sure your body is properly hydrated. And water is not just a simple thing of drinking 8 glasses of water per day. If it was that easy, everybody would be doing it. And if it was that easy, it would be working for everybody. However, that's not the case. What you're looking at is a very dynamic process of making sure your body has the proper amount of water. A bigger person is going to need more water than a smaller person. That is fundamental. So making sure you have the proper amount of water for your body size. The second is looking at how much other fluids do you drink? Because orange juice doesn't count as water, and milk doesn't count as water, and beer doesn't count as water. Because all of those things actually can put your body into more of a dehydrated state. So it's important to look at what are you putting in your body? How are you, what are you ingesting? What are you drinking? And if you are drinking other fluids, it's important to make sure you're replenishing the water that is being taken out of the body as a result of that other fluid that you're drinking. So that's a very, very complex and very dynamic process to make sure your body has enough water. The next piece you're looking at is the food. And that, of course, is also very dynamic. And you need to look at the types of food that you're eating and the types of foods that you need to increase as your body is, because that's the fuel your body uses to repair the damaged tissue, the damaged cells that's going on in your knees. There are actually foods you can eat that can make your knee pain worse. And it's individual specific. We need to look at what is going on in your diet. What are those things you're eating that is contributing to what's going on in your knees? And the foods are very common foods like you wouldn't even imagine. And it's interesting. This was something that I found out and was absolutely shocked. Like, I couldn't believe that what I thought was healthy food. I was going to a health food store. I was getting whole grains, and I was drinking good milk and foods that was said healthy and organic and natural and free range and all of those things. Yet, we need to dig down a little deeper and figure out what those foods are actually doing inside of your body and figure out a game plan to make sure that it isn't creating that acidic state. And that acidic state meaning more like battery acid that is causing your body to get more acidic and have problems. Because that acidic state sits in the area of most tension. Meaning like the area of most tension, meaning if your knees are hurting, that's probably the area of most tension. That's the area where that acidic state will sit. And as it sits there, it begins to irritate the nerve endings, sending a signal to your brain that you have knee pain. So it's about setting up that foundation. And the foundation, of course, is the water and the nutrition. We get that set up, and that runs in the background. We don't even think about that. That's automated. You get the good foods that you need to eat. You begin to drink the proper amount of water. Get consistent habits that you're going to do every day. Simple, easy habits that allow your body to begin to regenerate what's going on in your knees. And then the next piece is a dynamic piece, because we're looking at stretching, strengthening, and breathing. And that is, in order to understand what I'm talking about there, it's important to realize that in order for your knees to hurt, your body is holding on to an unnatural tension pattern. Something is holding too tight, and something else is not pulling tight enough. And this is one of the biggest misconceptions that I've seen in and around dealing with chronic knee pain that's out there. And the reason being is most of the time, most of the therapies that are out there are talking about strengthening the legs. And sure, it's important to have strong legs. However, if you're not looking at the structure, if you're not looking at the pattern that's going on that's causing the body to hold the way it is, then you're just reinforcing a dysfunctional tension pattern, which is not serving you at all. So the idea is to loosen what's tight and tighten what's loose, which brings the body back into balance. That is what's going to take the pressure off of the nerves in your knee. If that balance does not take place, then all you're looking at is just reinforcing a dysfunctional tension pattern. The same pattern that's causing your knee to be problematic to begin with. And I see that quite frequently as well. People will be like, well, I'm going to do 3 sets of 10 or 3 sets of 15 on the leg extension and do that on the leg curl as well. Well, the problem is that your knee, that's not what it needs. There's different work that your knee needs in order to bring it back into balance. And that needs to be on a very, very small level. We need to look at the joint itself. The joint needs to be strong. That's important. However, it needs to be strong and balanced. So it doesn't do any good just to strengthen the muscles and the legs. Because that's exactly what happened to me. After I had my knee surgery, here's a story. When I had my knee surgery, the knee surgery was on my left knee. And the physical therapist had this machine. It was like a leg extension machine. And what he did was he measured the strength in my right leg, which it was very strong. And it was probably stronger than before my surgery because I had to compensate so much for my left leg. So I'm doing the exercises on this leg extension machine, and it measures the amount of force that I'm able to exert with my right leg. And the physical therapist said the idea is we want to have the force be just as strong in your left leg. Well, my goal was to get that even, to get that balanced, or within like 90%, 80 to 90% of my right leg. So I did that. I built up my left leg, and within, you know, 80 to 90% of my right leg, and I was like thrilled. It was like, great. Okay, now I can be done with physical therapy and I could get back to judo, which was my love. However, what I realized was the knee still didn't feel right. The knee felt real choppy, like I was walking on a stilt. My left leg did. It was still swollen. I still had pain on it. I couldn't kneel on it. There was inflammation. It gave me problems when I slept. I couldn't keep it straight for long, and I couldn't keep it bent for long, and it was a pain. So what I did was I needed to start exploring. I needed to start figuring out that it was more than just leg extensions and leg curls, because I was already doing that, and it wasn't bringing the knee back into balance. It wasn't doing the job that needed to happen. So in the process, I started finding these little exercises that got to these nooks and crannies in my knee. And that's the best way I can describe it, is these places that the conventional exercises do not reach to. And by getting to those places where the conventional exercises don't reach to, it builds the joint stronger. It makes the joint stronger and more flexible. However, that was only half the story, because there also needed to be space created in the joint. It's not just strengthening the joint. That doesn't cut it either, just strengthening the joint. Because if you have the knee, which is squeezing closer together because it's in pain, because it hurts, it's also squeezing the nerves, and when you make the joint strong, all of that is still real tight, real close together. So the idea is you want to get space in the joint, and conventional stretching doesn't cut it. Conventional stretching is important, meaning stretching your calves, stretching your quads, stretching your hamstrings, stretching your glutes, all of the muscles in and around the legs. However, the type of stretching that I'm talking about is what I refer to as passive stretching. Passive stretching is where we work directly with the nervous system, that body's reaction to tense up to protect itself. We're putting it in a place where the nervous system feels safe, feels comfortable, feels relaxed. And consequently, what happens when that happens is that the body will begin to unwind and let go of those tension patterns within the joint itself. As it gets in the joint, and as the joint begins to unwind and get more space, then it actually stretches out the ligaments a little bit. And what happens is that's a very vulnerable place for your knee joint, meaning that it's important to reinforce that space with exercises that makes the joint even more stable. So now you have space and balance and strength and flexibility in the joint. The conventional therapies that are out there aren't doing that. They're not looking at that space that is in the joint. It's like you could visualize it as we're raising the bridge and lowering the river at the same time to create those conditions that allows your knee to get out of pain. And that is the biggest piece of what I really talk about. The next piece that you'd want to look at is the breathing section or the breathing aspect of it. And if you're not breathing, what ends up happening, especially, this is so important, whenever you experience pain, discomfort, tension, tightness, stiffness, it's important to increase your breath, to increase the breathing in your body. And if you don't increase the breathing, what ends up happening is you continue to reinforce that dysfunctional tension pattern. It causes the body to tighten up more because now your body is deprived of oxygen when it needs more. It goes with that nervous system response, that fight, flight, or freeze response, causing more tension in your body after you get done with the exercise. Well, during and after the exercise. So what ends up happening is now you've done an exercise to strengthen the joint in your knee to have it flexible and balanced. And the way you're doing the exercise with the breathing, or you're not breathing, is actually making the situation worse in your knee joint. So it's important to look at all five of those aspects in order to balance that knee joint. Let's see. So the tricky part of all of that is that you can't look at one of those aspects without looking at all of those aspects. That's so crucial. That if you aren't looking at the strengthening of the joint without looking at breathing, then you're still going to have those issues. And the same respect, if you don't look at the stretching without bringing stability to the joint with the strengthening, it's just part of the issue. So it's important that you look at all of these aspects in order to bring the body back into balance. So you take the pressure off of the nerves and then the body can heal itself. So that's most crucial, most important. And if we don't look at all of those aspects, all of those things, then we're leaving something off the table. And what ends up happening is you don't get the results. You end up still being in pain, still having issues. And that is what I want. I don't want that for you. You should be able to get back and enjoy all the things that you love to do in your life without having to worry about your knees. So, okay, that's kind of my spiel. I get off my soapbox now about those five elements that are important for you getting over your chronic knee pain. There are a few other things that are going to be happening in Knee Pain Guru Land. We're going to work on getting the podcasts, them transcribed, so you can actually look at them and get a physical copy of that so you can read through it at your own pace. Also, make sure you keep an eye on the blog, the Knee Pain Guru blog, because I'm going to be putting up weekly videos that's going to be talking about what I have going on in my virtual clinic. giving you some tips on those videos, things to look out for, kind of trends that I see in email questions that are coming in, stuff, you know, just to help you in general with your chronic knee pain. The next is that if you want to connect with me, make sure you get on Facebook or Twitter and do a search for The Knee Pain Guru and make sure you friend me on that. That'll be great to connect with you that way. So, okay, on to the questions. It says, hi, Bill. I'm a soccer player in Bengaluru. And that's, by the way, I looked that up, and that's in India, in the southern part of India, kind of in the middle. And I recently developed a pain in my left knee. I consulted the orthopedic doctor, and he said it's tendonitis. Kindly help me get relief from this pain, as it hurts a lot when I walk for more than 3 minutes. Best regards, Prasad. Okay, Prasad. A big part of this, and I've said this before in previous podcasts, is that generally the more information I get, the better I'm able to give a direction. Just to say that it's tendonitis and that, you know, it hurts is not really all that specific. That's like me going to a mechanic. You know, something's wrong with my car, and I call a mechanic over the phone, and I say, hey, you know, my car's not working. My car's having problems. And it's just so vague that it's difficult for me to really give any direction other than those five areas that I talk about. The water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. Without that more in-depth information, it's really futile as far as what I can say is going on in your knee. So hopefully you understand. I don't mean to be difficult about this. However, that's just the fact of what happens when you start getting deeper into knee pain. In order to really get a more comprehensive understanding and really see what's going on and address the issue, we need to thin slice this. We need to get it under a microscope and say, okay, great. In understanding that knee pain above the kneecap is going to be completely different than knee pain on the inside of the knee below the kneecap. Two totally different knee pains. And how I would address and the direction I would tell you to go in order to address the knee pain is going to be apples and oranges, completely different in terms of how to address it. So I really go over a lot of that information in my virtual clinic. And I'm really ramping it up where I'm going to be putting a ton of content in my virtual clinic. That's something that you want to get into and really dig down deep. So if you aren't a member of my virtual clinic, definitely go to the Knee Pain Guru website. That's thekneepainguru.com, and log in to the virtual clinic or get a membership to the virtual clinic. It's really inexpensive for what you would be looking at as far as physical therapy, as far as going to see a doctor. It's like nothing compared to that. So definitely get in there and check it out, and then send me more questions. So, okay. Question here from Gerald. I've been suffering for, my right knee has been in pain for over 2 years now, just above the kneecap. The muscles are getting smaller. Every time after walking or running, my knee gets swollen. It's forced me to eventually not go outside all day. What should I do? Okay, Gerald, you've gotten slightly more specific than Prasad. However, not much. Because getting in, to be honest, actually, Prasad and Gerald, the best thing to do would be to set up a time where we can talk. We could do a free consult. Just shoot me an email at bill@thekneepainguru.com, and you know, we can get it set up a time to talk and really see if what you have going on, if it's something that I can help you with and help you work through, because that is what's the big piece that you have going on, is that a lot of times it's so overwhelming when the knee's in pain, when you have this damage control thing going on, it's difficult to see the proverbial forest from the trees. So by having somebody who's there to kind of guide you, to coach you, and point you in this direction or point you in that direction is going to help you a tremendous amount in terms of getting out of pain. So question here from Minhas. I'm thankful for your guidance about knee pain. In fact, became a victim of dengue fever with rashes on the whole body for about 30 hours. As a result, I was hospitalized for 3 days. Short period of fever has left severe joint pain in my body. I should be very grateful if you can kindly suggest a suitable remedy. Yours sincerely, Minhas. Okay, Minhas. I did look up on the internet that what you're talking about here, and that it's basically it's joint pain, and a lot of it focuses in around, in different joints. The big piece here is that, I mean, of course, this is getting out of the scope of the knee pain thing. However, you know, you got to look at those five areas, the water, the nutrition, and really talk with your doctor. Make sure you're getting good food in your body that's allowing your body to heal, and making sure that you're getting plenty of water. Because when you have a fever and all of that, there's stuff in your body that is getting out, and it uses water to get that out of your system. And if you aren't drinking water to replace that, you kind of set yourself on a downward spiral. So definitely, you know, look into those two areas first. And of course, breathing is phenomenal, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And the more difficult it is, the more you want to focus on it. And I get into all this stuff, those three areas, in the virtual clinic. So definitely get into the virtual clinic. Sign up for a membership. You get full access to all my videos. I have tons up there. There's audios, interviews with people on nutrition, doctors, physical therapists, all sorts of people. And it's just some amazing stuff up there. So definitely get in the virtual clinic and then let me know how that goes. Okay. Question here from Irwin. My problem is that within the past 2.5 months, I've developed polymyalgia rheumatic. And when I Googled it, it put me on your site. 9 months ago, I received a new knee, which is doing very well and almost working normally. I am due to see the surgeon in February for a checkup and trust that he will give me a good clearance certificate. It is not giving me any trouble other than having to take care not to knock it around or do too much strenuous exercise. The condition I have is much more peculiar because our doctors treat it with steroids. I am undergoing all the difficulties attached with this drug. I don't think really that your treatments relate to this condition, or does it? It would be very grateful for any comments you might make. Okay, Erwin. I looked that one up as well. Check that out. And that focuses a lot on joint pain as well. Joint pain seems to be very popular. And you're looking at fatigue and fever and stiffness in the muscles, muscle pain, neck pain, stiffness, joint pain, shoulder pain, stiffness, things like that, weight loss. And the big thing is I would actually go and check with a naturopath And that usually they can, you can look into some natural remedies that can help you out. Looking at diet, looking at herbs that can support your situation, especially for aches and pains. And my usually an indication of pain is that there's inflammation going on somewhere. So a lot of the stuff that I address deals with inflammation. However, I think this is way beyond the scope of knee pain, so I want to make sure you're going in a good direction. So go ahead and check that out. Do a Google search on naturopathy or a naturopath and contact them and see what they would have to say. Okay. I have a question here from Judith. What does it mean if you can't sit on top of your knees and you cannot get completely down on the floor? And you do feel pain in the knee from the outer part of the knee to the right and left. Okay, let me read that again. You feel pain in your knee from the outer part of the knee on the right and left outer part of the knee, but more on the left side. Does this come from the inside of the knee, the quads, or the back? What is the exercise or the technique in order to zero in on the part or parts that have the problem? Regards, Judith. By the way, she hasn't been able to sit on her heels for 2 years. Okay, Judith. Great question. And this is a perfect example of the type of question that I'm talking about. See how Judith really zooms in as to where exactly her knee is bothering her. Generally, what happens, you could think of the knee as it bends, as like a lever. Let's say you're trying to pry a rock with a pole, and you put a smaller rock underneath the pole so you can pry the bigger rock with it. And the further away you move that rock from the big rock underneath the pole, the more difficult it is for you to pry the big rock. In the same respect, if you move that small rock closer underneath the pole, the easier it is to pry that big rock. Well, the same thing happens with your knee when you can't kneel. It's the reference point at which the joint is bending, and it makes it more difficult for the joint to close or to bend fully, meaning getting your heel to your butt. So the idea is, what you want to do is look at the relationship of the bone in the lower leg, or the bones in the lower leg, with the bones in the upper leg. And this, Judith, this is what you want to focus on specifically in my virtual clinic. I have, in the passive stretching section, I go over the specific exercises that create the space in your knee joint that will allow the space to be created in the joint itself that will allow you to sit on your heels or sit on your knees and get back to your heels. That was one of the issues I had when I had my injury, my knee injury. It was like I could kneel on my right knee just fine. I could sit down all the way. It's just that I kind of had to kind of kneel up sort of on the side with my leg kicked out a little bit. And if you have knee pain or you have severe knee pain or knee surgery, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where you can't quite get that heel all the way to your butt. And when I got these passive stretching exercises worked out, it was amazing as far as how I was able to get my heel to my butt. And you can see in the videos there, the videos in the virtual clinic, how I don't have any problem kneeling, and I'm doing the entire video sitting on my heels. So, Judith, hopefully that'll help you. Kind of narrow it down a little bit. You want to do like the beginning modules in the passive stretching area that really focus in on the that range of motion in the joint itself. going back and forward, side to side, and twisting. Those are going to be some great passive stretching exercises that you want to focus on. Okay. Hello, Bill. I'm following the water drinking therapy for the past many years. I began with 1 liter in the morning, followed by 12 to 15 glasses a day. The knee joint pain has started during the last year. It is not regular. Pain comes in the gap of 2 to 3 days while climbing steps. Please advise, Kalesh. Okay, Kalesh. And this is part of what I was talking about. Sure, you could drink the water, and you can drink too much water for your body. If you drink too much water, you make the electrolyte balance. It gets out of balance, meaning you don't have enough salt in your body in order to allow the body to function properly. You could think of it like we need to have so much, like our body is made up of 80% water. If we have too much water, all of a sudden that 80% is out of whack. Same thing as we have too little water. That 80% is out of whack, so we can cause issues the other way. So the proper amount of water is important and keeps the body balanced. So water's a piece. You need to look at the diet as well. And if your diet is causing your body to be acidic, get too acidic, meaning too much like battery acid, then it doesn't matter how much water you drink per day, your body's still going to be acidic. So that it's too narrow in scope. We need to zoom out. We need to get a bigger picture of what's happening with your knees in order to be able to help what you got going on. The questions that, you know, send me in questions that get a little bit more specific. When I get the questions more specific, then I'll be able to help more. And that's even when I'm working with clients one-on-one, I tell them the more specific they can get, the more they can tell me exactly what's going on with their knees, the better I'm able to help them, the better I can create. It's like, because I've been there, I can feel what that would be like in my body. And I can give the type of advice that the specific videos, the specific stretches, the specific exercises, the nutrition that you need, the water that you need, in order for your body to get back into balance and so you can get out of knee pain and enjoy your life. So, Kalesh, let me know. Give me some more information so I'd be able to help you out there. Okay. I have a marathon runner here and has been training at high altitude. Lately, I've been experiencing a lot of pain in both of the knees. What could be the problem? Newton. Okay, Newton. One of the things that pops into my head that comes to mind is what I was talking to Judith about. And that is the reference point where the knees articulate from. And if I've seen it actually in lots of runners, they, of course, they run a lot. And there's what is called in my line of work, it's called a femur override, which is where the bone in the upper leg slides forward and over the bones in the lower leg. That makes it difficult when you extend the leg, and it could just be really painful. And this also contributes to when you're looking at Baker cysts. And this is actually a pretty easy fix. Getting into the virtual clinic and going into that passive stretching area, like I was talking to Judith, that's going to help a whole lot. As far as a marathon runner goes, we'd also need to look at the stretching that you do, like regular stretching, stretching your calves, stretching your quads, stretching your hamstrings, and seeing if that could be contributing to what you have going on. So, Newton, hopefully that gives you a direction. I ask a question, did you get my ebook? Because that can help a whole lot. A lot of times runners, especially marathon runners, you're running long distances, and pretty much you have a repetitive pattern that's going on there. And the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint will hold a certain pattern because that's the only way they're getting worked. You know, historically or evolutionarily, we were in the woods. We were walking on uneven territory. So the tension patterns in the hips and the knees and the ankles, they were constantly changing. And the body developed very strong, thick tendons as a result. And now that we are primarily on flat surfaces most of the time, those tension patterns get stuck very linearly. And as a result, you can have problems after you run for a period of time. So, Newton, let me know if that helps you out. And if not, send me another email. Or even better yet, set up a time to talk. You know, email me at bill@thekneepainguru.com. And we'll get you set up for a time where we can chat and see if what you have going on I'd be able to help you with. Okay, the next question here is from Radha. It says, I have been diagnosed with osteoarthritis of both knees. I have been told the cartilage in both knees is wearing off fast. As of now, a thin layer of cartilage still remains, so it is almost a bone-on-bone situation. I am in constant pain. My legs swell up during long journeys, which makes the pain worse for days afterwards. Will your program benefit me? Can I avoid knee replacement surgery and carry on a reasonably normal pain-free life? Thank you, Radha. Okay, Radha. I believe that my program can help someone in your situation. Of course, this is one of those things that it's already damage control. There's already something really bad going on in your knees, that the cartilage is wearing away, the meniscus is wearing away, and we would need to start immediately in terms of creating the conditions to reverse that situation in your knees. And it's a lot easier for your knees to wear away and get worse than it is for the knees to get better when you've created the conditions. So the first thing I would do with you is we'd get your diet tweaked out, making sure you're drinking enough water, plenty of water, and getting a diet so it's the fuel that your body needs to heal that cartilage, heal the meniscus, heal what's going on in there. Now that, because meniscus doesn't have a blood supply of its own, it tends to take time in order to do that. So that can be a long process. The next piece we would look at is breathing and stretching, to make sure we create the space in the joint, because we want to take the pressure off of what's going on there. That bone-on-bone situation, and I've talked about it before, is that Dr. Stephen Levine, the professor over at Harvard, who did the study on what he referred to as biotensegrity, and that's the ability of the body to bring itself back into balance based on the tension in the tendons and the ligaments in the body. So we'd want to reestablish that. We want to get you to a point where it takes the pressure off of the cartilage, off of the meniscus, off of the nerves that are being irritated in your knee, so now your knee can begin to heal. And then we would look at strengthening. We would look at strengthening the tendons and ligaments in the joint to make sure the joint is stable and solid, so it's not going to slide all over the place and cause you more problems. So, and of course, the breathing is a tool that you would use. The breathing is a tool that you would use throughout that entire process whenever you're experiencing pain, tension, discomfort. and that's going to help you a whole lot. So that is how I would approach your knees, Radha. Like I said, with everybody else, if you're interested in doing a free consultation, shoot me an email at bill@thekneepainguru.com. Let me know that you are interested in a free consultation, and we'll set you up for a time, and we'll talk, and we'll see if I can help you out. And how that works is I work using my virtual clinic. So the same information that I help my clients with is in the virtual clinic. I point them to those specific videos. And those videos, there's a lot of them in the virtual clinic. And what I do is I take the guesswork out of it. I take the 10-plus years of experience that I have in getting over my own knee pain, helping clients get out of their knee pain, and I take the guesswork out of it. I hold your hand. We go step by step through the entire process so you know exactly what to do literally every step of the way. So, that's the approach. It's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. However, when you have knee pain, it gets really fuzzy. It gets really confusing because it's so difficult to know exactly what's going on. And me being an objective third party, I can figure that out. So, okay. The question here is from Fanny. My son's problem is different from what I've read on your website. Because he doesn't have any injuries. His knee started hurting terribly, and the doctors he's seen are baffled. One said that these are growing pains because he grew so quickly and so much in a short time. Have you had any experience with similar situations? Fanny, well, what I would consider, if you're looking at pain in the knee, that it may not be considered an injury. However, it's still a problem. Knee pain, what I've seen, I've seen pain fall into two different categories as far as the knee goes. One is a person starts to have pain. They go to the doctor, nothing is broken or torn, yet they still have pain. Or it's a situation like I was in. I had an injury. I went to the doctor. The doctor did the surgery. And after the surgery, I still had pain, tension, swelling, and discomfort in the knee. So both of those situations, you're working with what is considered an anatomically correct knee. There's nothing broken, there's nothing torn, yet the knee still has pain. So in looking at what's going on with your son, I would do the same thing. I would look at the water and the nutrition. And one of the things that I found is that teenagers tend not to have a very good diet. They could get away with that. Some of them can get away with it. And it just kind of catches up over the rest of your life. And that's what you see a lot of people in their 30s and 40s and 50s. They start having issues with their heart disease, diabetes, and things like that. Well, all of that is directly reflected because of the diet. So by beginning to get the diet tweaked out, that can make a huge difference in terms of how the body feels. Knowing what I know now, I could have had such a smoother childhood than what I did, going through the pain and discomfort and stuff like that that I had in my body, you know, as a result of growing up. So, I had my own personal experience with growing pains growing up, and I do believe that if I would have incorporated the factors that I have in my virtual clinic, I believe it would have really reduced the pain, if not eliminated it altogether. So, Fanny, hopefully that answers your question. So that wraps up the questions for today. I thank everybody who sent in a question. Those were great questions, and of course, keep them coming. The more detailed information that you'll send me, the better off I am as far as being able to answer those questions. And just to recap a few things, if you're interested in getting in on a free one-on-one consult, shoot me an email at bill@thekneepainguru.com. If you have not received my free report, go to thekneepainguru.com and go fill in your first name and email address, and you'll have an opportunity to receive my free report. And that goes over those five components that I was talking about: the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. Also, keep an eye out for the weekly videos. If you put in your first name and email address to receive my free report, you'll be on my mailing list to receive those videos, those notifications of the updates in my website. And I'm actually working on the system over these next couple days to make sure I can keep those videos, shoot them, edit them, and get them up on the website in a relatively short period of time, and meaning that they're current. So keep an eye on that. And then if you haven't already, connect with me on Facebook and or Twitter. Go ahead and do a search for the Knee Pain Guru, and go ahead and follow me or friend me. I have the Knee Pain Guru fan page on Facebook that you can like there, and you'll have current information there as well. And all of it is designed to help you get out of your chronic knee pain so you can get back and enjoy the life that you were meant to live without sitting on the couch and letting life pass you by. So, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate the opportunity very much to serve, and I will see you next time. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.